Open your Bibles to the book of Genesis, please. Chapter 1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Now notice, he created the heaven and the earth, not heavens. He created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. Elohim divided the light from the darkness. We just learned something extremely important that the majority of the world has no clue, but it doesn't change it, because you can't change spiritual law. Right there on the first page, God did what? How? Words are primarily a release of power and secondarily communication. There's a power release. Well, you go to the first page of the book to find that out. That's huge. And I've had people say to me, well, where is it we need to watch our words? Do we still have to do that? No, you don't have to. You don't have to go to heaven. You can go to hell if you want to. But there's no reason for that. Why? Because of words. Blood covenant words. And we have a book, a copy of all the things that Elohim, Jehovah, everything he said. That's the reason it's Holy Bible. Holy Word of God. Hallelujah. So faith and how it is released. Well, you know where we're going first. The 11th chapter of Mark. Oh, you need to read the entire 11th chapter. It's just magnificent. Jesus entered Jerusalem in the 11th verse and into the temple. And when he looked around about upon all things, and now the evening tide was come, he went out into Bethany unto the 12. Now, remember this. Jesus said, it is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. I only say what I hear him say, and I only do what I see him do. So he went into that temple. This is the first wisdom of faith. Don't just start shooting your mouth off. There's a saying in aviation when you have an emergency. Stop and wind your watch. If you have a certain emergencies down close to the ground or emergency items and you know what to do immediately. And take a look at this thing and get the checklist and do what the checklist says, not what you think you remember. Praise God. Well, here is wisdom. He looked around about and went back to Bethany. All things, and now the evening tide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. You see, yet is in italics. Now, in the Classic Amplified, seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. But the leaves were on it anyway. He answered it. The fig tree talked to him. He answered it and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. His disciples heard it, so he wasn't quiet about it. And they came to Jerusalem. He just turned his back on the thing and walked off. Because he spoke to it. He went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, would not suffer any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? You've made it a den of thieves. Now, here's what it was all about. It was the teaching and the preaching. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, now there's 12 hours, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That's 24 hours. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. Well, of course, we know from the book of Ephesians, we were saved by faith. Amen. All right, let's turn over there and look at that. The second chapter, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation or our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, quickened us or made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. By grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Remember, in times past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision made in flesh by hands, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. That's what we've been studying this whole weekend. strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His answer was, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever. It's the same whosoever in John 3:16. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain. He didn't say a mountain. He pointed to a mountain. Matthew recorded it like this. You'll not only do that which was done to this mountain. So it wasn't a spiritual mountain. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you. So he just put the thing into motion right there. The same law of faith. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father, which also is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. That's the law of faith. Praise God. Now, let's go over to 1 Samuel. We talked about this already, but I want to go into it with some detail. Now, this giant Eliab, the firstborn, back over there in the 13th verse, or the 12th, David was the son of a man named Jesse, had 8 sons. The man went among men, for old men in the days of Saul, and so forth and so on. David was the youngest. He was under 20. The 3 eldest followed Saul. David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. The Philistines drew near morning and evening, 40 days. 6 weeks. Morning and evening for 6 weeks. Jesse said to David, his son, take now your brethren the parched corn and 10 loaves. And so he did that. And carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their thousands and see how your brethren fare and take their pledge or their report. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. Well, almost. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took and went. And Jesse, as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the camp as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array against the army, and David left his packages in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran to the army and came and saluted his brethren. He talked with them. Behold, there came up the champion Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, and out of the armies of the Philistine and spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. All the men of Israel saw the man and fled from him and were sore afraid. the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel is come up, and it shall be that the man who kills him, the king, will enrich him great riches, give him his daughter, and make his father's house free of taxes. David spoke to the men that stood by and said, what will be done for the man that kills this Philistine, takes away the reproach from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him this manner. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why you come down here? With whom have you left your few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart, for you come down that you might see the battle. Yeah. David said, what have I done? Is there not a cause? What have I done? I didn't do anything. He turned from him toward another and spoke after the same manner. The people answered him again after the same manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go against his Philistine to fight him. You're but a youth, and he's a man of war from youth. David said to Saul, your servant kept the father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and killed him. Our servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover. Oh, he's on a roll now. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, the Lord be with you. And and Saul armed David with his armor and put on his helmet of brass. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, but he hadn't proved it. And David said to Saul, I can't go with these. I've not proved them. David put them off. He took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. The Philistine came and drew near unto David, and the man bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? The Philistine cursed David by his God. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come at me with sword and spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, of the guard of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day will I deliver you into my, he will deliver me, you into my hand. I will smite thee. I will take your head from thee, and I will give your carcass of the host of the Philistine this day to the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, and all the earth will know there's a God in Israel. Yes. Don't you face your giant with your mouth shut.
Yes. All right.
Talk to it.
Yeah.
Talk to the debt.
Yeah.
Talk to the rash on your skin. Yes. Talk to your hair. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let's look at therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty or shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. If our gospel be hidden, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has hidden the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants or slaves for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out, we did what?
He commanded.
Hallelujah. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, what? The light of the knowledge. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. I want to close this like this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led in peace. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Word is alive.
Yes.
Jesus is alive.
Yes.
And because of that, we are alive.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of Video Courses, Believer's Academy, Bible School from right where you are. Gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the Bonus Library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
You are more than a conqueror, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb above and not beneath. These are all promises in God's Word for His children. Learn from Kenneth Copeland's classic teaching, The Word Works and It's All I Need, that the Word of God multiplies in your life. It's the spiritual food that your spirit man needs to grow strong. In this four-message series, Brother Copeland unpacks how you, as a born-again believer, are free from the curse of the law. Faith is tangible in health, finances, and relationships. The Word of God promises freedom from fear, peace in your mind, and that God is always with you. The Word of God planted in your heart is like a seed. It will grow and produce fruit in your life. Use this series to restart, gain new revelation, and continue to grow your spirit man. The truth for your life is in God's Word. You and your family have hope for a blessed, prosperous future. Discover how to release the power of God's Word into your life. Request your free copy of The Word Works and It's All I Need by Kenneth Copeland today. God's Word will work for you when you believe it with your heart and speak it in faith. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Free offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Have you ever wanted to increase your effectiveness for the kingdom of God? Well, through the power of partnership, you can. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, the Apostle Paul describes the covenant benefits of partnering in the work of the ministry. He said, "Because of your partnership in the gospel, I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you because I hold you in my heart, for you are partakers of my grace." You see, partnership is God's way of connecting you to a greater anointing so you can fulfill your calling on a higher level, spiritually, physically, financially, and socially. Then, in Philippians chapter 4, Paul explains how you can activate your partnership by sowing financial seeds. The final result of sowing your seed is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 19. "For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." When you partner in the work of the ministry by sowing your finances, God sees to it that you are provided in every way, on the same level as the ministry you've partnered with. Now, when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you can be sure that God will care for you on the same level that he cares for Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, because we are in covenant partnership with each other, and I'm excited about it. Partners Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are thankful for every financial seed you've sown. Together, we can take this uncompromised message of faith around the world on every available voice. With your help, we're growing believers up into the fullness of who they are in Christ, and we're reaching the lost with the truth that Jesus is the Savior. Your seed also gives us a point of contact to you so we can agree with you in faith for the things you're believing for. Before we go, I want to speak a blessing over your life. Father, you bless us going in and you bless us going out. You bless us as heirs according to this promise. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of the harvest increase every sower more and more. I decree them blessed by the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Now, the power of the blessing that is in the work of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is working in every area of your life right now. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.